It's What's Inside is a new horror movie about a group of friends getting together the night before one of their weddings when an old friend joins them and brings a suitcase in order to play a mysterious game. It is one of the hottest premieres here out of the Sundance Film Festival, where it sold for $17.5 million $17 million to Netflix. The film, directed by Greg Jardine, is a suspenseful, thrilling, exhilarating movie. Amanda, what was your initial feeling after watching It's What's Inside?
I thought it was just super cool, you know? Yeah. It kind of like puts together a bunch of the different genre stuff that I like in a movie. You've got like a solid horror. You've got, but it's also really funny at the same time. Mm-hmm. A lot of really cool colors that are actually used to the benefit of the movie and progressing the plot along with how it's using those colors. Really good character work, some play. I feel like it could probably be a little bit stronger in some areas. And I think what I've been saying is that, like, give it, if somebody who had never seen the movie gave it a once over, you could have made it probably would be like perfect. But as it is, it's still very, very good, very exciting. And I'm so excited to see it again with a crowd. That's South by Southwest, which might be the only chance we ever had to see it with a crowd again.
Thank you, Netflix.
Yeah, right. That's one of the very few ones. Now, easily, we were talking about how last year, Talk to Me was the big horror movie that got a big push here at Sundance, and then an even bigger push at South by, and it was like a blast.
Because A24 picked it up in between.
This is still Netflix. Netflix has had good success at South by. You know, they had the Beefmobiles last year.
Right.
So this also playing at South by, like Talk to Me did, I think it's got that trajectory to be that big horror movie of this year. Mm-hmm. And I know some people have argued whether it's horror.
It is.
I think there are horror elements to it.
I don't think it's an arguing. I really do think it's just people, if you're not actively afraid, because they were literally like, there's only one jump scare, and it's like, that doesn't make something
scary
or not.
Horror is a wide encompassing term, and there are slasher horrors, and there are, you know, jump scare horrors.
Cerebral horrors.
This is something that's a little bit more existentially terrifying. It gets under your skin.
It leaves you
unsettled. And that's the main thing, though. It's propulsive, is I think the thing that we need to clarify, because it really moves. I feel like there's a moment that happens when you figure out what this movie is doing. It feels like you get the bars lowered over your head on the roller coaster, right? You get strapped in and it really pulls you along.
Feel like if you don't think it's scary, it means you don't have empathy for the characters you're watching on screen. Right. Because there is a moment where you're like, imagine that was you. And if you can't put yourself into that perspective of that being you, then why do you watch movies at all if you can't do that, you
on
know?
On top of like, it, Midnight, I think, is encompassing from multiple things. Mother Schmuckers was not a horror, I mean, it was horrible sometimes, but like that fit in the Midnight category because of how outrageous it was.
Right.
Yeah.
You could see this as a thriller, as best case. Like, I think that it's very effective in that sense. And how you were describing the way that it's shot and the colors that they use. This was one of the very few movies with everyone trying to cover social media where they did something fantastic in the editing, in the cinematography. And
they
so clever. They understood specifically what it's like to be on it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, to just be obsessed with being on your phone and what you're watching there.
The way they depict social media is really cool. The way they depict flashbacks in particular is extremely cool.
Yes.
I've never seen anything quite like that in a movie. And it also...
fun.
It's sort of like, it evolves as they're telling the story.
As like how they recall the story.
It's so
And it also goes well with how
it's
they
exciting.
Showcase it.
It's exciting. When you're talking about things that are like doing things that like other movies aren't or maybe shying away from, like this one's definitely doing that. Like it had no... It didn't need to. It didn't need to be play out like that.
Yeah.
You
could have made a really good movie that does a lot less, and it's so much more benefited for just putting it all out there.
Yeah.
It's really fun. You know, we brought up Talk to Me. A lot of people are bringing up Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. I think
I see it's more as like
there are echoes of them both, particularly in the Bodies, Bodies, Bodies thing, because there's also like a werewolf style thing game happening
even
here.
Even aesthetically, I think it's very similar aesthetically to Bodies, Bodies, Bodies.
I think it's colors for sure.
I think it kind of runs somewhere in the middle in that it is like a little bit more horror tinged than that. Bodies is probably, it's more of like a interpersonal comedy with like scary elements.
Well, this one too.
This one too.
This one too, because all the friends kind of know each other and they have baggage against each other.
Yeah, I actually think Bodies is a little bit more horror oriented.
I like them all.
I like them, yeah.
I think the best recommendation is, it's not so much to compare it, like you were saying, like you don't want to Talk to Me and then people are going to be like, oh, well, Talk to Me
did
this better. It's the idea that if you like Talk to Me and if you
like
Bodies, 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 congratulations.
You found
a
new
movie.
Yeah, we just don't want to pigeonhole it in a way that it's like these, but different. It's like it's going for a very different vibe. Like Talk to Me very much has like the drug allegory that is not going for here. Bodies, Bodies, Bodies very much has this like outsider pulling in type thing, which is not going on here necessarily.
And this is a little bit of the past.
Judging elements of the past, even in a way that maybe I found a little more effective than Bodies.
Sure. That's fair. Yeah.
Bodies, one of the best movies.
I just think they're doing some, the things that are doing different. I just really like the tone they're striking here. Mm-hmm. The way that it feels like it's mining your innermost thoughts and desires and stuff.
Do you remember the movie Happily?
Yes.
Where they all,
with Joel McHale
like,
and
a group of friends get together. It's like that. And I'm sure we can start naming a bunch of others, like Talk to Me,
Bodies.
I put that one in there because what that movie does is it kind of brings all the friends who haven't been together for a long time. And the sci-fi elements in that movie causes them to learn things about each other.
Mm-hmm.
The suitcase in this movie allows the actors to kind of play off of each other in a way that really boosts their acting abilities, which I thought was really clever. But then also gives you insights on these characters. And that was one of the best parts of it, the fact that they really use their cast well.
Yeah, because there's like elements of role play. And I think the thing that really sells it is how good this cast is. It's a group of a bunch of like really charming young actors, some of whom you like may have seen in a couple spots, like the girl from St. X, the girl from White Lotus. Thank you, Art. But like they all kind of pop in their own way here.
I love my dad.
When
I found out that was the main character guy.
you fist bumped? Yeah.
Sex Lives of College Girls.
There you go.
The whole cast is good. And if I ever were to have seen, what was the guy's name with the suitcase? Forbes?
Forbes.
I'm walking the other way. That's how psyched he was in this movie. But
just unsettling.
All of it, I think, hits in all cylinders for me if you're a big thriller fan. The one thing that I did notice from people coming out of it is that they got a little too confused when they're progressing in the game.
I don't get that. I don't understand. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Maybe. I get it.
They do a lot.
But I also think they handhold you. I think they let you know you're never lost. It's never...
There are times where it maybe gets a little bit disorienting, but I think it's also...
It's part of it.
It's part of it, right? Like, when you get disoriented, it's because the characters also get disoriented.
Yeah, that's true.
And when you need to know what's happening, they explain it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think to be fair, I guess I could understand. Like, I guess some people are just better at, like, patterns. Like, some people are good at math. Some people are good at patterns. I'm terrible at math. I'm good at patterns. So, like, I could kind of pick out things easier than some people.
I don't think it's a movie that leaves you with many, questions about what actually happened.
No, not at all.
No, but it's a thrill ride, and I think it's definitely worth it.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it does get a theatrical run. I feel like this one's going to get an even lesser push than Hitman. I really do think they pick on Netflix which way they're going to push, depending on what movie it is.
Honestly, with Netflix, I think they only put it in theaters if they think it has Oscar chances.
That too.
I think that's literally the only reason why. Yeah. Otherwise, there's no reason.
It's a qualifying run.
It's they want it to be able to qualify.
That's
otherwise.
That's why Leo didn't make it.
That's why Leo. No Leo.
But it's a shame, right? Because we were talking when we came out of the theater before Netflix picked this up. We were saying this is going to be this year's Talk to Me. It can really build in the way that Talk to Me built.
We put a bit.
Yes. It's A20. Yeah. It's second only to Everything Everywhere All at Once.
That's insane. That's pretty stacked right there. I love his story that the inception of this was that he was playing, what do y'all call it? Mafia
werewolf.
Or werewolf?
Werewolf.
What's yours?
Mafia.
Thank you. Good, sir. We should start a podcast. It's Mafia. So he was playing
Canadian.
Mafia.
I mean,
that's
Canadian.
Maybe my New Jersey roots, but.
Canadian.
Probably right.
Ginger snaps. Canada. We're all werewolves.
Okay. I will give you that.
Thank you.
But here it's Mafia.
Yeah, you're from New Jersey.
And Chicago. Another
New Jersey
mafia.
And Chicago. We obviously. Like that's what I mean. It all makes sense, you know?
Our hockey team's the Wolves.
We're all here.
He was playing a game of that, and he said it got super intense. And that game that he was playing back in the day, he's like, what if I put a group of characters who haven't seen each other in a while? Mm. What would a game like this do to them when they all have to, like, lie to each other for each other of each other, in a sense? I thought it was perfect. And just like Bodies, who played that game a lot, you can tell that he understands what a dynamic of friends who have been together for a long time would carry on each other. Like, just the history that they have on each other, and it works very well.
Yeah, I also really like literally no spoilers, but there's just two characters that are obsessed with like the same thing for very different reasons, and I think that's used so effectively, so smart how they set it up. It's so good. It's so interesting.
The way that it comes to bite them back, also perfect.
So good.
Yeah. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But the whole cast is fantastic. Yeah, this is definitely really one of the standouts. And as we've been saying, the Midnight category has been the strongest it's ever been at Sundance.
Yeah, super strong.
And surprisingly, I think we've had very little misses.
I was going to say.
Very Crazy House accepted.
Until today.
Crazy House, Crazy House would be your miss. And then...
In a Violent Nature, which we both really liked. I disliked it more than Crazy House, I think. Okay, what I'll say is, In a Violent Nature, better movie. Crazy House, it was easier to sit through. It only started losing it for me in the last 15 minutes. I don't know what it was. In a Violent Nature, hit a point where I was like, I fucking need out of this theater now. I need out.
In a Violent Nature, it's a much better movie.
I will openly
Amanda
say,
Amanda ended up having
better...
more bodies than the killer up on screen when she left. She's like, I can't have this.
I can't. I was like, I would have been through 100 people by now, man.
But you would watch this one again.
Oh, yeah. I love this one.
And
this
if you
great.
Miss it here, it is going to be at South by Southwest.
And you're
going to
be fighting us for tickets.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Also, Amanda said, you said you love this movie, and I feel like we're even more strong than you.
It's
right?
True.
Like, this
yeah.
is, like, we you guys, all like, really, yeah, yeah, really.
Because
yeah.
you have said that it does.
It's a weird year
pass.
For Zach.
Oh, yeah, to me,
really
I like it more than Talk to Me, and I like it more than Bodies, Bodies, Bodies.
I think it gets really close to Talk to Me, but I still have it ahead. Amanda's got it like a mile, sorry, kilometers that way.
I think Talk to Me is way better because that was my shit, but this is like really, really, really good, and I feel like maybe I'll like it even more on repeat watches because I find that every time I've watched Talk to Me, I've liked it more.
Nice.
And I liked it a lot right out the gate.
So Netflix, your merch, better step up just like they did for that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ceramic
run.
I went 4.5, I think, on this one. Like, I
you were
really
up there.
Liked
I think
it.
I bumped mine from a 3.5 to a 4. So mm-hmm. I'm at a 4 right
Mine's
now.
Definite 4 right now.
Yeah, it's
because I only
four.
Had one thing, and it's certain color sequences. By the time you get at the end, I
you're
think
wondering,
when you watch it again, I think it,
they,
again,
there
we'll
was a better
later,
way to play off
a
that.
A better way to approach it, that's all I'll say.
Yeah. And hopefully we can dive into like more specific details and spoilers after we catch this at South By or something like that, or maybe when it is on Netflix finally. Because
we don't have a date, right?
What?
No date?
No, not yet, at
Only
least.
Numbers is how much it
Although, what's unfortunate March. Is the thing we were talking about in the Variety article where they talked about it being picked up, they did say it would skip theaters. So, I mean,
Because there's no Oscar chances. There's no reason for them to bother.
Yeah. Unless you use that box and go visit Ted Sarandon.
Dude, I'll talk to them. Let's have a chat. I know lots about money.
All we're going to get is a bunch of producers boycotting South By now that you said that other Prime movie is getting boycotted by the director.
Yeah.
Art, coming here from the post-edit, we actually forgot to mention the fact that there's a really big producer in here, and that's Colman Domingo, because they were shopping around the script, and a bunch of producers weren't doing anything to it until they got Colman Domingo, and now he's got one of the best movies here at Sundance. Either way, I think people should definitely have this one on the radar because far it's definitely on the top.
It's good. I feel like if Bodies, Bodies, Bodies kind of had more of the Gen Z feel, this is kind of getting at millennials,
mm-hmm.
But not in a way that makes it annoying for other generations to watch, but it just feels like they knew what they were approaching. They did it well.
Uh-huh.
I feel a little more like they're our...
Because they're supposed to be. Yeah. Yeah. They're supposed to be. They're people that are kind of like 30 or approaching 30 mm-hmm. and like... how that also affects how they interact with one another where they've ended up in life.
How their friendships age.
Yeah. Yes,
this year has a lot of movies where you are not going through their lives. They just give you a moment and you're like, what can you get out of their entire friendship, out of their entire lifetime off of just this, you know, one moment that you're seeing. Exactly.
Yeah.
And a lot of Sundance movies have been doing that. And I think this is one of the best ones because I think they're all fully realized characters.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I mean, it's for sure going to be among my favorites of this fest.
Yes, sir.
I think it's going to be all our favorites of the fest. Maybe look forward to our top 10 of Sundance coming out on Monday, and we'll talk about it a little bit more again. But hopefully, everybody gets a chance to see it soon, and you know, maybe Netflix reverses course and you get to see it on the big screen. Definitely try to if you can.
Mm-hmm.